The textbook description of schizophrenia is a list of symptoms: delusions, hallucinations, paranoia, disorganized speech and behavior. But what does schizophrenia really feel like? NPR's Joanne Silberner has this report about an attempt to simulate the experience. A warning: much of the content of this story may be disturbing to some listeners.
Daniel Frey is a quiet, thoughtful 26-year-old, neat and orderly in a button-down shirt and pressed black jeans. But 4 years ago, his life lost all sense of normalcy.
I just woke up one morning and I heard, the radio wake me up. But instead of the radio announcers talking about, their programming, they were talking directly to me.
His schizophrenia got worse over time.
More voices came into my head. There was even voices from television, and they basically just commented on the things that I was doing and told me that they were going to find me. It made me increasingly paranoid about, just walking outside of my house.
Janssen Pharmaceutica, a company that makes a drug treatment for schizophrenia, has created a virtual reality experience that lets you feel like Daniel.
You will be seeing the world through the eyes and ears of a person with schizophrenic illness who has not taken his medication since having lost his pills a few weeks ago. This experience
for 5 to 10 minutes, someone wanting to know what it feels like to have untreated schizophrenia puts on goggles and headphones and sees and hears a range of hallucinations.
These include sensory hyperacuity, accusatory and disorienting voices, and other phenomena associated with paranoid and delusional states.
You can choose your virtual reality. What happens on a trip to the doctor's office or on a ride on a city bus? In this program, your caseworker takes you to a grocery store with a pharmacy in the back so you can refill a prescription.
It's no big deal. Everything's going to be okay. Just tell them that you lost your pills and you get a refill. I'm going to go grab some milk. I'll be back in 5 minutes.
Steven Strybig is the creative and technical director of the virtual reality project. He worked with Janssen to design the computer simulation to help healthcare providers better understand their patients.
Not only does the project aim to give the doctors a connection at a textbook level and say, okay, this is what happens, but to actually make an emotional impact as well and give the doctors a sense of empathy, what it is their patients are typically experiencing.
Loser. They're watching you.
Strybig has created an experience that's as real as virtual reality gets. When you turn your head, the image you see through the goggles goes with you. You see what's to your right or left. To make the simulation as authentic as possible,
hey, dummy!
Strybig consulted a group of people with schizophrenia, including Daniel Frey.
When you first walk into the pharmacy, you see you're walking through the aisles and there are people staring at you, just staring at you from every aisle.
These people are just totally against you. Can't you see that?
There's one instance where there's a woman sort of protecting her children from you as you walk through the aisle.
Never come back here.
Now this, of course, is really a delusion. It's part of the schizophrenic thinking that everyone is looking at you and paying attention to you and afraid of you.
People in the produce aisle disappear, and no one else notices. Were they ever really there?
Hey, buddy.
From a TV monitor, a man in a commercial yells directly at you.
Yeah, you. What are you looking at? You'll never be free.
The label on a bottle of pills turns into a skull and crossbones. When you finally arrive at the pharmacy counter, the clerk looks dubious.
How can I help you?
Hear of you for good this time.
You've lost your medicine and you need a refill. Give me a minute. I'll have to check with my boss.
He's going to get the poison.
Patricia?
Some people with schizophrenia have visual hallucinations. Nearly all hear voices. Strybig asked Daniel and the others about the voices they heard.
Do they emanate from specific sources? Do they actually just have a disembodied spatialization? Or are they something that you only hear kind of in the back of your mind as if it's something that you're just thinking?
You know, there's nothing the matter with you. These people aren't going to be
It's both. And they hear other sounds. Beeps, buzzing, sometimes voices speaking gibberish. A scratching noise may become louder than a person talking, or turn into a bird. Daniel and the others told Streibig that before being treated for their schizophrenia, they couldn't figure out which sounds to pay attention to.
How are you? We haven't seen you in a while. We've been wondering where you were. So, you lost your medicine. Let me check and see where your refill is due.
In the pharmacy, the voices jump around you. They're in front, now behind, now to your left, now on your right. They're persistent, impossible to ignore or filter out.
You forgot your card.
These are the voices that Daniel Frey heard.
Male, female voices, young, old, angry, happy, curious, sad. It was a range of different voices and different expressions.
Okay, you're good to go. Have a pleasant day. Remember, try to take it every day at the same time.
Janssen Pharmaceutica created the virtual hallucination program as an educational tool. The company is getting a lot of attention with it. At a recent meeting of the American Psychiatric Association, doctors were lined up out the door to give it a try. Dr. Sam Keith of the University of New Mexico was the medical advisor on the project. He's been a psychiatrist for 30 years.
For me, it was so real that even though I knew what to expect, I knew from having had thousands of patients describe it to me, just what I would be experiencing. When it's real, it's different. It's very frightening. It's very scary. And it was very authentic.
Like actually walking a tightrope 100 feet up, instead of hearing someone describe it. Just the effect Steven Streibig was going for when he designed the program.
That's why we're going to put you away.
This is a disease that is just now coming out of the shadowy states of being for years misdiagnosed and mismanaged in terms of psychiatric care. And I think people should understand what it's like to go through this.
Janssen Pharmaceutica has begun making the goggles, headphones, and computer program available to police officers and EMTs and to schools, and they're considering adapting it for DVD. Psychiatrist Sam Keith says it could also teach families what a loved one is going through.
So many people have the feeling that, oh, if you just try harder and just ignore the voices and those sorts of things, that he could pull himself up by his bootstraps. When I think you experience something as this package presented, I think you don't say to yourself, well, I'll just ignore it, because you can't. It's too real.
So real that Daniel Frey, who consulted on all of this, couldn't sit all the way through it. He says the virtual hallucination program is the most profound schizophrenic experience someone without schizophrenia can have.
The auditory hallucinations, the voices and the paranoia, and people turning into monsters, and there's a constant barrage of them, and they're relentless, and they don't quit.
I was terrified.
Yeah, you ought to be by that. I mean, imagine not being able to take off those goggles or that helmet and being stuck with that helmet for the entire day until you go to bed, and then waking up with the helmet back on you.
Joanne Silberner, NPR News, Washington.
For more on this story, including information about schizophrenia and images and sounds from the virtual hallucination program, you can visit our website, npr.org.